what seems to be an IRA member, Dagan O'Brien. Miss O'Brien, are you there?
Hello, Joseph. Thanks for having me here today.
Now, there have been numerous BBC reports talking about the London bombings and all the evacuations and such. And as I understand it, Dagan, Miss O'Brien, you have a problem with these reports that are coming out.
The British are behaving like a bunch of wankers over there. They call us terrorists. But the Muslims that are harming women and children, they're just calling them bombers. I have a problem with that.
You do or do not like the IRA having this term terrorist being applied to them?
We are not terrorists. Any place else in the world, they call us freedom fighters. Most of what we do is protect our own citizens in Northern Ireland from the British. When we do use other tactics and we go into Great Britain itself, we're not working on harming the women and the children and the private citizens. In fact, we're specifically targeting persons that are affecting our lives and making decisions on what we're doing. So, no, we're not terrorists. We are freedom fighters. We are a liberation army.
Isn't it true that your IRA has worked in the past with various terrorist organizations like the PLO or Hamas and such?
It's important to learn different skills from different areas, and it's important to make friendships in areas where you might need some assistance.
So you don't think working with terrorists automatically gives you the name terrorist?
No, not at all. But there's a saying that the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and at different times, some of these other groups have been our friends. But no, we do not advocate killing people on buses like that. It's ridiculous. That's what the British do to us. That's not what we do to the British.
Do you also support these bombings? Do you have some kind of rationale?
You know, it's completely the opposite problem. In Ireland, we just want the British to get out. In England, in Paris, they just want to take over. It's completely a different issue.
Ms. O'Brien, doesn't this almost help your organization when these organizations are targeting the English, or
no.
Does it not?
No, it doesn't help us at all. We're not targeting the people of England. We have no acts with the people. It's with the government.
But in the past, you have murdered English civilians. Am I correct?
No, we don't target English civilians. And if any civilian's been harmed, it's purely by accident. We specifically target members of the government who are voting or working against our cause, who have done harm to our people by things that they have done. It's a very targeted process, what we do, and it's definitely not widespread on the English as a whole.
So when the United States puts the IRA on the terrorism list, you would say what to that?
Well, the Americans are puppets to the British. You know, if the British want it, America says fine. That's pretty much. You know, yes, we do use explosives, but it's on one person's car. It's not on a train that's going to kill 50 people. It's specific to one person who has done something that's going to harm our people. The British won't call them terrorists because they say it's not conducive to understanding. And then the terrorists do another bomb and they say, I understand this. And they're going to keep on placing bombs and things as such as that until we do understand that they are terrorists.
So what were you saying, Miss O'Brien?
The British are cowards. Oh,